I have a sneaking suspicion that I got on the end of the list because Rosalie and Joan weren't really convinced I'd get back from England in time. But I did, and I voted. I have four short poems. Faced with all the suffering still from the effects of war in our world, I decided to start with a poem that I wrote the first day of spring, March 21st, 2003. After images of war wound my retina, I rake last year's oak leaves from the rockery, seek solace in the silent persistence of snowdrops. Crabgrass shoots across the bank, burrows below my defenses. Hidden network strengthens for stealth attack. Miniature iris, spiky throats painted with flames, soar. Winter aconites curl close, landmine the ground in bright gold bursts. I disentangle purple, lilac, lavender flesh, suffocating under rug juniper, while saffron crocus flare among the rocks, like priests who pray for peace, incinerate themselves. More recently, I've been working on, or dabbling in, dyads. This one is The Tongue and the False Teeth. It was bad enough with a mouth full of real teeth, but at least I knew their pedigree. You're just upstarts made of inferior materials. It's more than a tongue should have to bear. I thought I had a felicitous situation for life until you came along, upper and lower. Ain't our fault, Miss Hoity-toity. You're lucky you live long enough to reap the benefits of dental science. If you hadn't eaten so much candy, the teeth would still be here. In another age, you'd have been down to your bare gums. I think I'm going to experience my worst fear, to be tongue-tied. I feel constricted by your presence, like I'm trapped in a tight corset. I can't breathe. Don't get worked up, you hysterical old bat. We don't want you falling apart under us. It's hard enough not to chomp down on you, so stop writhing about. We ain't had your education, can't impress with fancy speeches, but we learnt our trade. We're the best set of gnashers in town. Blazing Trail. And this was in the very first decade that Squirrel Hill published. Blazing Trail. I shuffle to the trailhead, legs like dried pasta. I hope to learn a new skill, cross-country skiing. The video entranced me. Slow motion image. A man glides downhill, bends into turns, powder snow arcing, two thin strips of fiberglass, a ski symphony. I will new patterns to imprint my brain, obliterate your image. Ahead, I see tracks in the snow, clear with promise, but like the cutting edge of your withdrawal, they end in confusion. I bend beneath snow-heavy chem rocks, balance on icy bridges, skirt half-frozen creeks. I ski in others' tracks until I reach fresh snow. Challenged, I blaze trail alone. The next snowfall will smooth out mistakes left behind. And lastly, I recently took an Atlantic cruise with my sister, and it reminded me of a poem published in the Post Gazette in 2002. Cruising. Hard-muscled waif, burgundy leather clings like plastic wrap, barely reaches thigh top. Nightly, husky as Dietrich, vibrating like Piaf. Volare, cantare. She wants to sing, but not round and round the Mediterranean, a warm, undemanding sea going nowhere. Elderly cruisers sit, some tap their toes. One couple stumbles through half a number. Another, in spite of their girth, float round the small floor, leaning into the wave's pitch. Start spreading the news. Hair the color of a bruised plum. Eyes glint like splinters of green glass. Cold as the Atlantic, washing the shores of opportunity. She's jamming to the morning light for a pittance, singing for something beyond those overfed tourists, beyond her predictable thumping backup. In the early hours, down in cruise quarters, the drummer copies the faceless tapes she sells for a few extra bucks. The last song of the set. Don't cry for me, Argentina.